President.
Yeah.
I have Dr. Kissinger now.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello,
Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. I was talking to Ron. He said he had a pretty tough line of questioning on the Cambodian authority thing today. Press conference. You know, the thing I raised with you this morning.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And the point is that we ought to get, I want you to be thinking about what line you should take tomorrow on it, you see.
Right.
And, or do we just hang solid on where we were today? You probably read what he said. Thoughts on it, or?
I haven't read it yet, Mr. President. Yeah. I told him to say that they were violating the ceasefire.
He did. Oh, yeah, he handled it very well.
Violating the agreement on Article 20.
That's right. That's exactly what he said, and that we were. And they said, well, how long then are you going to continue? And this and that, they asked, they pressed him along those lines. How long are you going to continue to?
Yeah, until there's a ceasefire.
Yeah. Right. One point, of course, which I cannot cover in my remarks on Thursday night, but I'm not even going to refer to it Thursday night.
I don't think you should refer.
I'm just going to refer to Vietnam.
I absolutely, that is right.
But on the Cambodian thing, it's your view that because Ron will have the question in the morning, and you should, if you will, give him any additional guidance he needs.
Right.
But it's your view that we just stick right firm on the view that they're violating the ceasefire, they have not withdrawn their forces, and that is until they comply with the ceasefire, why we continue to.
Right, Mr. President, because
they, of course, they
don't. We are, in effect, telling them they can do what they want in South Vietnam, and we won't enforce it.
I know. Well, in South Vietnam, right, I agree, if it came there. I'm speaking now of...
We say the line our opponents will take is that we have no right to enforce the agreement. That
any place.
That should be left to the international machinery.
That's right.
Which is a total
cop-out.
Cynicism.
Total cop-out, that's right. And that we simply say that we will, of course, enforce the agreement, and that we have an obligation to enforce the agreement. That's, as you and I know, we haven't got much of a standing here, but it's something. It is an agreement. It's a little better than saying it's CETO, isn't it?
I think it's better than CETO, Mr. President.
Well, CETO was always sort of a half-assed way to handle it, but...
What is revolting is the degree to which opponents cannot leave well enough alone. And they have a yearning for us to be defeated.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to hang in there on Cambodia until see what they do in terms of attempting to deny funds for it. That'll probably be the next run they'll take at us, Henry, in the Senate, don't you think so?
Yeah, and if they do it, then we'll blame them.
I know, but...
For the collapse, when it, if it happens.
Yeah, but it may not. We'll fight them on it. It's, after all, I think if we can fight them on the basis that this is going to endanger the whole thing we have fought for, and because Cambodia is related to the future of Vietnam.
Right.
And it is part of the whole agreement, part of the ceasefire.
That's right. Correct? And of course they'll say that there's a prescription for getting drawn in again. We just have to go on the attack now and say, these are the people who wanted us to bug out. These are the people who've been wrong at every stage. I think they are vicious, relenting attacks against a man who's won by 61%. It's impossible to conciliate them. I was wrong.
Don't worry. They'll be back and forth. We'll keep right at them. And they'll be attacking one week. The next week they'll change their tune some. They go, you know what I mean. But
I think if we can manage to carry out some of the steps that you and I discussed this morning.
That's right. We'll just keep on the offensive.
The upper hand in foreign policy.
Keep right on the offensive. I agree. Unfortunately, the Russian thing comes fairly soon, too.
That's a weird thing, though. They haven't yet given us the date. We had proposed the 25th. They came back with the 11th. We couldn't do the 11th because the NATO meeting is on the 14th.
I see.
So we then proposed the 18th, and they've never replied to that.
What do you think's the reason?
I don't know whether they're having some internal problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we have no choice but to wait it out.
I'm going to call in tomorrow morning.
Just call him and say that we're not trying to rush, but we have to at our schedule, the president doesn't want to put other visits in that would in any way close to these, or, you know, words to that effect. Maybe we'll do what we please. But
that's right. We'll also...
Well, I don't think there's anything serious in this.
I can't believe it.
They wouldn't be turning around right now unless...
And after all, they wouldn't have sent you that note saying that they are not sending any military equipment,
right,
which is a tremendous process. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's... you send this business on the 18th, Henry?
Oh, 2 weeks ago, before I went to Acapulco. But we can't have a meeting with the Soviets while a NATO meeting is going on, and then have Rogers go to the NATO meeting.
Curious thing that you haven't heard, though.
It is curious.
I see he was in here. Well, I admit I didn't make any difference while you were gone on some sort of...
No, I talked to him. I had Scowcroft talk to him. They did send us their counter draft on the nuclear treaty.
When did that come in?
Came in last Thursday.
Well,
and we gave them one which was, which you and I had discussed, which was a real tricky one. Now they've come back and pushed it closer to their original draft, but we are now within range. That cannot be the obstacle, because they gave us back now. We can't quite accept it, but it's certain now that we're going to be able to come up with something acceptable.
Yeah. Sure. No use to borrow trouble on this one. I mean, I think it's...
I really shouldn't even have mentioned it to you, because I don't believe that there is any hang-up, because they wouldn't have given us this. And so the real hang-up is, Mr. President, that the European Security Conference is supposed to start on the 22nd.
Yeah.
And Gromyko wants to go to that.
Well, there's any other dates we can horse around with? I don't know.
Well, we can move it to the 8th of June.
Since the, frankly, from our domestic situation, the sooner the better on this one.
That's so that it's over by the time the NATO meeting.
That's right.
That's another possibility.
I think you might...
And in fact, after Brezhnev leaves Washington, we don't need Rogers around.
That's right. Why don't you come back on that? I'd prefer, frankly, if we can get ready to have the 8th, frankly. I really would.
Well, we are very pressed for time to get all these agreements ready.
I know, but...
we can do it, Mr. President. Yeah. That's just a question of spending more time on it.
That's right, and putting other things aside.
Right.
Well, anyway, feel free to offer that if they'd like that.
Well, let me see whether I can lock it by the end of this week.
All right, Henry, thank you.
Right.
And then, in the meantime... you go around and just stay. You're going to. We have to stand right firm on that Cambodian thing, because that's the next.
Right, that's right, Mr. President.
I'm not going to be. Look. When have we not had something like this, though, Henry? There's always something, isn't there?
They won't quit.
They won't quit. They want to. They want to. They want to get us out of this now. What the hell?
I think we just say we stand there for the same principles which we stood for in Laos and Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
The same people are trying to press us to do the same thing.
That's right.
And
they want to jeopardize peace for the whole area.
That's right. Now, of course, they'll go into the Congress, and that will take, however, quite a while before it will.
Sure. In the meantime, we... to give them a good pounding there, I trust. I don't know whether it's doing any good.
Well, no, it's the only thing that's holding it together, unfortunately.
Maybe that's fortunate, too. I mean, it's good that something's working. Right.
That's
well, we'll stand right firm on it, then. I just wanted you to know that Ron had done extremely well the way he briefed it, in my opinion.
Ron, Mr. President.
He just...
Tower of strength.
Tower of strength, and he stands there,
and the press is beginning to appreciate it. It's not only beginning, it's appreciated.
That's right, that's right. And you know, Henry, don't you get concerned about the press, you know, and they're just in one of their business because of Watergate, and the optimistic things, friend, but the time we get through them at the end of the week, we'll turn them around again.
Oh, you President, I'm not even slightly concerned.
You know, we know we're doing the right thing.
Mr. President, I know that this year some of these things come off that we are planning. As successful in foreign policy as the last year. We bring
That's
off
right.
this Latin American thing, the Atlantic thing.
That's right.
The Soviet summit and maybe the Cho visit.
That's right.
So I know we'll come out fine.
That's right. That's right.
We've always had these ups and downs.
That's right. That's right. Now, this is not necessarily down either.
This isn't even down in foreign
yeah.
policy.
That's right.
That's
you you talk to Ron in the morning, will you, just to be sure he
right,
sees on the same wavelength. Okay.
Right, Mr.